Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go, come on.
Coming up later on, Elder Hembrick will be with us soon. Yes, yes. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful day. If you're listening to this now, live or later on, it's a beautiful day. It's just great to be alive today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that call-in number, if you're online now, that is, I think there's about 4.2 billion people right now on the internet. So that means you can tweet out a few people, ladies and gentlemen, from your network. That call-in number is 347-843-4559. Call-in number 347-843-4559. You can tweet that out at least 10 times, 20 times, so you can tap into the network, ladies and gentlemen, or listen to it later on. This is recorded, so we're excited about that as well. So we thank God for the technology. We thank God for Dr. Henderson allowing us to be here with you guys tonight. Yes, yes. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for just joining us around the globe there. This is Straight to the Point programming from Dr. Henderson, our tonight's wonderful, wonderful host, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Samuel Hembrick, coming up soon. All right. Hey, let's keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to our next song, and we'll come back to you with Elder Hembrick on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Yes, yes, yes. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hey.
Listen.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
It is the
sweetest
name.
Sweetest name.
I know. Oh, I
love the name. Come on and lift your hands and say it.
It is the sweetest name.
Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I love it. I love it. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. Our tonight's host is Elder Samuel Hembrick. I want you guys to put your hands together as we open up the mic for Elder Hembrick. Elder, welcome to the program. God bless you, Elder. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, every time I hear that song, something about the name of Jesus, it sends fear to my eyes because there's so much power. Hey, glory, hallelujah. So much power in the name of Jesus. And I first want to give honor to God who trusted my life, to Dr. Henderson, who allowed us at this time to be on the air, to take her time and her part of her time, what she could be doing, that she could allow me tonight to be on the line on this Monday night at Straight to the Point. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to her. I'm so grateful for her spirit. What a wonderful spirit that she has. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. I thank Elder Vaughn. Praise God for him. I thank God for him being on the line every Monday night and pitching in and helping us as we go along doing our message. I thank God. I appreciate his help. What a wonderful man of God he is. And I ask that you continue to tune into him during the weekdays at 12 noon. He's on at 12 noon for Men Less Talks. I ask that you can talk to continue to be with him every Monday at noon at 12 o'clock. That's Elder Vaughn and his guest. We thank God tonight. We thank God tonight. We praise him tonight. We give glory to God. We come to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. We come to give God the glory tonight. We come to sanctify our soul with Jesus all night long with Jesus. We come to sanctify our soul. We want to give praises to our brother Jonathan Allen and that first song, I Believe. Praise God. Then we came back with Rance Allen and Kirk Franklin. And it's something about the name of Jesus. I tell you, you have to believe, and after you believe, you can definitely say there's something about that name of Jesus. Because first of all, you didn't already believe that, you know, that he is who he is. Oh, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God tonight. I just feel so filled up right now because I know, I just believe that God is going to, it's got something to say tonight. And I'm just going to be right there in tune with him. I'm just going to let him speak tonight. I'm just going to open up my mouth as he says what for me to say tonight. You know, God is just so good, and God is just so worthy to be praised. Oh, I give God glory tonight. I give God praises. I give God the praises for this country. I give the God praises for these United States. I give God the praises for just everything that he does. Oh, by the night, my subject tonight is walking in the light. And I'm coming out of Isaiah tonight, second chapter of Isaiah tonight. I just praise God and give God the glory. You know, it's so important that we walk in the light of the Lord, because if we keep on walking in the darkness that we are doing, we won't be able to see the light. We won't be able to get to the mountaintop. We won't be able to see the Lord when it's our time to go home. We won't be able to see him while we're here on earth, because we keep on walking in the dark. We got to walk in the light tonight, my brothers and sisters. We got to walk in the light of the Lord. What a wonderful time it is to walk in the light. Fighting everything, all this fighting, all this gun and violence, and praise God, nations against nations, and kings against kings, and oh God, it's just out of hand, and we just got to walk in the light tonight. We got to give God the glory tonight. We got to give God the praises tonight. We got to acknowledge the fact that God is who he is, and he is the light. God is the light. When you walk in the light of the Lord, walking in the light of the Lord, you walk in the light of the Lord with pride, with dignity, with authority, with graciousness, with gloriousness. Oh, when you walk in the light of the Lord, you know that you have a light that's right there, that's right there with you. And God is light. God is light. You know what light means? Light means it's a believeth all things that are written in the law and the prophets. Paul even acknowledged the fact in Acts the 24th chapter, verse 14, he acknowledged that light. See, Paul, you know about Paul in the New Testament. You know what Paul did. Paul got into this, Paul got into that. But when Paul found Jesus on the road of Damascus, that's when Paul got saved, praise his name. And see, that's what we do now. We walking in the darkness because we're not living in the light. So we have to be like Paul and get on that road so Jesus can touch us as we walk that road, as we go through those mountain climbing points that we go through. Some mountains are taller than others, but when you get to that mountain where Jesus, where the light is, my God, you'd be surprised of the things that you see, the things that you feel, the power of God that works upon you, that spirit of light that come upon you. I mean, the healing that take place, the deliverance that take place in countries. See, that's what's going on now. The countries are fighting countries. We got Ukraine. We got Russia. They fighting against us. We got violence in the United States with these guns, these mass killings, killing children, just killing people just of random. We got to stop that stuff. We got to walk in the light. We got to seek Jesus first as our King and as our Lord, because there's only one God. There's only one God. You got a lot of kings. You got a lot of queens. You got a lot of priests, but you only got one God. You got one God to follow, and that's his name is Jesus Christ, and he is the light. So that's why we must, hey, glory to God, we must walk in the light of the Lord. And verse 5, it says, come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. We got to walk in the light. We got to walk in the light, my brothers and sisters. We got to stop all this violence. We got to show more love and not violence. We got to put down our sword and pick up our power shield. We got to put down our spirit and pick up our praise God, hallelujah. We got to just pick up our power shield and our hopes. We got to do that in Jesus' name. You know, God is so good. God is so, praise him. I'm just so excited tonight about this word, about God. I'm so excited about Jesus because I know what Jesus can do. I know if he can do it for me, I know that he can do it for you, because I was walking in darkness. I was walking, didn't know my head from my toes. I didn't know where I was going and how I was going to get there. All I was doing was just walking in all that darkness out there. My God, but I'm so glad that I've just felt just like Paul did. When I started walking, I started talking, and I started listening to what God was saying, and I gave my life to him. And there's somebody out there tonight, oh, praise God, there's somebody out there tonight that's going to give their life to Christ. There's somebody out there tonight, it's going, because they're tired of the way they're living. They're tired of all this gun violence. They're going to get out there and start talking to their brothers and sisters. They're going to get out there and evangelize. They're going to get out there and preach the word on the streets, on the corners, wherever they can preach it. Somebody's going to preach that light tonight. That light is going to shine on somebody's life tonight. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we glorify you. Oh, God, you are so worthy tonight to be praised. And, God, we come to lift your name up. We come to give you the glory. We come to give you the honor, God, because you are so worthy. Hallelujah. You are so worthy, God. You are so worthy. You are so worthy. You're so worthy. See, Isaiah had a vision. God there had a vision. And his vision was to try to get Judah and Jerusalem, get them together, get them on one cord. Because they were doing all kinds of things. Praise God. They were doing all kinds of things. They really had nobody to follow. All they were looking following the king, King Uzziah, King Ahab, Hezekiah. They were following the kings, but they was not following Jesus. So they got all mixed up. Didn't know what they were doing. It's just like this country that we're living in today. Just like we're living in today. We're living in this nation. We're getting these wars, and we got everybody wants to be in charge, and nobody's in charge. Everybody wants to be the captain, and you don't have your everybody want to be a chief and no Indian. Okay, so we got to walk in the light, my brothers and sisters. We got to seek Jesus as our Savior. Excuse me. We got to seek Jesus as our Savior. It's so important that we must come together in unity. We must fight for our equal rights. We must fight for equal rights. We must fight. We must continue to burn that bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. We got to carry that cross. See, we got to carry that cross. You know, you're going to go through some stuff. And that's what we're going through now. We're going through stuff. Countries fighting countries. Nations fighting nations. People out shooting now. We're going through right now. But we got to turn, put those swords down, put those spears down, and pick up our Bibles, and pick up the Word of God, and teach and preach the Word of God to our children. Let's start with our children. Let's start with ourselves first. Hey, glory to God. We got to start with ourselves, and, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to start with ourselves. We got to come to grips. We got to come to myself first. Like Paul said, like Luke said, that his father said he came to himself. The son came to himself in Luke. The son came to himself. He went out there and did all that righteous living until he came to himself. When he came to himself, his father still accepted him. So Jesus will accept you even though you're going through something, but you got to admit what you have gone through. Or what you're going through now. Some of us are going through right now. Praise God. Some of us, excuse me, some of us are going through now. God has already paid the price for us. And Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians 6:20. Jesus has already paid the price. Jesus died on the cross for us. All we got to do is live right. Live right. Do the right thing. Stop all this violence. Stop all this other stuff we're doing. Husband, stop beating on your wife. Stop trying to provoke your children to anger. We got to stop all that because we got to walk in the light. We got to walk upright in Jesus' name. Preachers, preach the word of God. Deacons, do what you have to do. Pastors, do what you got to do. Lead the sheep. We got to walk in the light of God. You got to teach your congregation to walk in the light of the Lord. We got to walk. We're not walking in the light. We're not teaching the Word of God. Some churches are not teaching the Word of God. Some churches are doing what they want to do. Some churches are trying to do it all by themselves. You can't do it all. You have to have five. It's five ministries. It's five ministries. Apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and prophets. It's five of them. Five ministries. And we got to have these five ministries in our church before our church to even walk on solid ground. The pastors can't do it all. The evangelists can't do it all. The teachers can't do it all. The apostles can't do it all. The evangelists can't do it all. We got to come together as a group. Praise God. We got to come together as a group. Matter of fact, I want to go to, I want to read chapter 1, then I'm going to come back to chapter 2. I just want to read the first two verses in chapter 1 of Isaiah. And it says that, these are the visions that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And he saw these visions during the year when Uzziah, Joham, Ahab, Hezekiah were kings of Judah. And verse 2, it says, listen, O heaven, pay attention, earth. Hey, pay attention, earth. Do you hear that? Say, pay attention, earth. Pay attention, earth, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. This is what, excuse me, I'm sorry. This is what the Lord, This is what the Lord says. Says that the children I raised up and cared for them and they have rebelled against me. See, Jesus died on the cross for us already. He forgave us for our sins already. But we still not listen to what the Word of God says. We're still not walking in the light. And we have to walk in the light, church. We got to walk in the light, my brothers and sisters. We got to walk in the light. The light is shining, but we keep going around the light because we don't want to get hooked up in the church, in the Christian thing. I don't want to get hooked up in, I don't want to be involved in that because I can't go out anymore to the club, or I can't go to the bar anymore, or I can't go play lottery anymore. Jesus says, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Here you went from the Old Testament with Isaiah the prophet, and here's Paul picked it up in the New Testament. As you know, Paul written most of the New Testament, praise God. And Paul picked it up. Paul got some knowledge along the line from the Spirit that was coming down from the Old Testament. Hey, praise God. So we in the New Testament time now, and we've been forgiven for our sins, but we not acknowledging that we are forgiven because we're still walking in the dark. My brothers and sisters, I say tonight that we have to stop walking in the dark. We have to walk in that marvelous light because that light is shining. If we don't hurry and catch up with that light, we're going to lose ourselves. We're going to lose our salvation. We got to walk in the light of the Lord. That's who our Savior is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary for you and I and rose on the third day with all power in his hand. See, he didn't already die for us. He didn't already did what he had to do. He died, and then he rose again. Nobody, hey, Buddhists didn't rise. Muhammad didn't rise. Jesus rose on the third day with all power in his hand. We got to walk in the light, and we got to walk together as brothers and sisters in Christ, no matter what your religion is or what your nationality is or what your color is. We got to walk black, white, green, orange, brown, light skin, dark skin, white, pale, red. We got to walk together in the light. And it's so important for us to walk together in the marvelous light. Because God is light. And those, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit. See, we got a loving and a caring God. We got a loving and a caring God. I want to go back to verse chapter 2 in Isaiah, what it says in the praise God, hallelujah. What it says, I want to go back to that second verse again, where it says, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of all, the most important place on earth. The most important thing on earth is to be in that light. You in that light, you walk in that light, okay, yeah, okay, bro, okay, Brother Hembrick, I hear you talking, but, you know, sometimes, you know, we fall by the wayside. The songwriter said that we fall down, but we get back up. We don't stay in that mess that we don't fell back on. We get back in that light. We find that light. See, we got to find that light here on earth. Let's not wait till we go to heaven because we're going to be dancing and shouting and we're going to be praising God. But in the meantime, we got to walk in the light right here on earth. We got to walk in that marvelous light. We got to do what the Bible tells us to do. Let me read some more of that second chapter of Isaiah. It says, it will be raised above other hills, and people from all over the world will stream these to will stream there to worship. See, we'll come. See, when you hey, praise God, hallelujah. See, we're gonna go. We going to worship God. That's what. That's our main goal is to go to worship God for the rest of our life. That's our goal. We here on earth and we worship God here on earth. But when we go to heaven, we ain't gonna do nothing but worship Him. We ain't gonna have no distraction. We not gonna have nobody tell us that we can't do this. We ain't gonna have nobody tell us we can't do that. Because all we get to heaven, we go home to be with the Lord. All we gonna do is shout and praise Him 24/7. We going to give Him glory. So we might as well start giving Him glory right here on earth so when we get to heaven, we know what we're looking for. We know what we expect to do. Praise Him. Give Him glory. Praise Him on earth. Praise Him when you go to church on Sundays. Praise Him when you go to church on Wednesdays. Give Him the glory in your tithes, in your offerings. Praise Him. Give Him His due. See, some of us think that because we praise Him, glory to God. Some of us think because, you know, we got that's part of worshiping God too. Your tithes and your offerings. You got tithes. You got tithes. You say, bring your money to the storehouse. Bob said, bring your money to the storehouse, and I give you enough room. You won't even be able to receive it all. He will open the doors for you. So we got to do that part of worshiping. That's part of the light too. Okay. So we got to do this. We got to do it. We got to do things here on earth. We got to start here on earth, getting our life together. Even though we done fell by the wayside, or we done went back out again and started using drugs, or we started drinking again, or we started disobeying our parents again, disrespecting our parents, we got to stop that stuff. We got to stop. We got to get back in the light. We got to get that back in that light because that light's shining. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you on the real note, I don't want to miss that light. I want to stay in that light. I want to stay in that light because I know if I'm staying in that light, I'm going in the right direction. And I know somebody else on this line is feeling the same thing. We got to stay in the light. It said, walk in the light, that beautiful light. Oh, where the due tides of mercy and bright. We got to walk in the light, church. We got to walk in the light right here on earth. On earth. We got to stop all this stuff we doing. We got to stop all this shooting. We got to stop killing our kids. They are future. We got to get these guns out of range of all kinds of people, not just sick people, but all kinds of people. These guns are just all rampant. They're everywhere. Everybody got a gun. I'm not saying you can't have a gun, but use your gun for your protection, your own protection, not to use it on somebody else to kill somebody else to take somebody else's life. Praise Him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we got to walk in the light. We got to walk in the light. God is the light. Oh, beautiful light. Oh, my God. Light. We got to walk in the light. We got to walk in the light. Let me read some more of this second chapter here of Isaiah. It said, people from many nations will come and say, come, let us go into the mountain of the Lord. See? To the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. There will be he will teach us his ways. See, we got to, we got to learn the ways of Jesus. God said he'll teach us. In his word, whatever Bible you read tonight, I'm coming out the New Living Translation tonight, but whatever Bible you read in the word is right there. It's right there. He said he will teach you. He will teach you his ways. So we got to get off of that dark road track that we're on. We got to get off of that, my brothers and sisters. We got to get into this light. We got to walk in the light. That's the only way we're going to make is walk in the light. We got to walk in the light. Just like Rance Allen, the song just was played, it said, Rance Allen said, it's something about the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but when I call out the name of Jesus, it's just something goes through my whole entire body. I just feel good when I call on Jesus' name.
It's just something about his name. Why something about his name? Because I believe in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross for me. I believe that he rose on the third day. I believe in his ways. His ways are not my ways. My thoughts are not his thoughts. So I follow him. I follow his instructions. That's where I get my instructions from, him. I listen to him. Yeah, sometimes I go through too. Yes, we all go through. But I still get in my word. I still listen to Jesus and I pray to him. I'm not perfect. Nobody is perfect. But we got to walk in the light. We got to get to that light. When we get out of the light, we got to find that light again. We got to come to Jesus and repent and ask him for forgiveness. This is what we got to do, my brothers and sisters. Ask for forgiveness. Ask God to forgive us for our sin. Ask God for forgiveness for doing the things we had no business doing. Saying the wrong thing to your wife. Saying the wrong thing to your husband. You got to ask God to forgive you for that. God, you ask God to forgive you. That's who you ask first, God to forgive you. And then you go around and say, I'm sorry I did this. But you got to go to God first because he hears you. Not that your spouse don't hear you, but God hears you. And God takes that stuff in. You got to repent, church. You got to repent. You got to walk in the light. It's all about the light. My God, hallelujah. It's about the light, that wonderful, beautiful light. My God. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Hallelujah. Now, I got just a few more. I'll be done in a few minutes. It says, let me get down here. It says, for the Lord teaches us, for the Lord is teaching will go out from Zion. His word will go out from Jerusalem. The Lord will meditate between nations. See? He's meditating between them two nations that are going off right now. Ukraine and Russia, they're going off. Okay, they're going off right now. But God is talking to them. God is talking to them leaders. You might not think so because of what they're doing, all the war and stuff going on, all the firing and shooting and carrying on, burning buildings down. But you know, God is talking to them. Okay, just like God is talking to us when we get guns and we go into schools. God is saying, wait a minute now, and we do that wrong. We go in there and start shooting up people. God is saying, wait a minute, what did you just do? You got to go back and repent to God and tell God that you're sorry for that sin that you committed. Because you got to stay in the light. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. It said, for the Lord will go out from Jerusalem, the Lord will meditate between nations and will settle international disputes. They will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. See, that war in UK and Russia is going to stop soon. It's going to stop. It's just going through right now. They're going through right now. But that, believe me, I believe that war is going to stop real soon. It's going to stop sooner than anybody expected. Because somebody there is going to hear from the Lord. Somebody's going to hear from God. And somebody's going to be talking to these leaders, and they're going to be repenting for what they did. Praise him. It says, okay, they were hammered. And nations will no longer fight against nations, nor train for war anymore. See, this war stuff we got going on, all this stuff, the war stuff, all of this war, violence, all that's war. It's not but a war, violence, all that stuff going on. It's happening, but it's going to be stopped. It's going to stop. It's going to stop. And it says, in the fifth verse, it says, come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Let us walk in the light of the Lord, church. We got to walk in the light of the Lord. because the God that we serve is an omnipotent God, all-powerful God, all-knowing God, all-gracious and all-good God. He's a good God. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight. I thank God tonight. I thank God tonight. It said a day is coming that we shall see the true and the living God. Are you ready? Are you ready? See? Are you ready? It's the day is coming that we're going to see the true and living God, because God, he lives, because he lives in us. I know he lives. My God, hallelujah. Glory to his name. I'm thanking God tonight, and I'm praising God tonight. And David, here, David, man, David talked about in Psalms 119, verse 105, he says, your word is the lamp of my feet and the light of my path. My God. Come on, y'all. Let us walk in the light. I mean, your eyes will open. When you walk in the light, you will be able to see. When you're walking in darkness, you can't see. You know your eyes open. You can't see. Because you're walking in darkness. Praise him. Glory to God. I thank God tonight, and I praise him tonight for giving me this word and speaking to me tonight. Because this is God said all of this. I just opened my mouth, and he just told me what to say. And I'm first giving honor to God tonight. Excuse me. And give him glory because he's worthy of it. And keep your praise him. Elder, I'm done. God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, Elder. Amen, Elder. What a powerful word. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Elder Samuel Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point. We're excited about the word tonight, but we got to talk about this one for a little while before we go to the phones real quick. This is powerful word, Elder. Thank you so much for this word tonight. The light is the key, ladies and gentlemen. The light is the key. I love it. Praise God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Elder mentioned some key words tonight from the scripture, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, Elder, you talked about nobody in their right mind would walk in the dark. I mean, they're going to want some light. I mean, just in the natural. In the natural, folks, nobody walks in the dark without a light. I mean, that's what we talk about. Now, we talk about naturally. Now, spiritually, this is the same thing. So we just thank God for this powerful word about the light. Jesus is the light. We need the light in order to see our way unto salvation, ladies and gentlemen, to see for eternal life as well. So we thank God for that powerful, powerful word. Elder also mentioned, guys, about Jesus is all powerful. He said he got all power. All power, Elder, you mentioned that. He's got all power. He didn't say some. He didn't say 75% or 99%. He's got all power. That's another reason why we should go to the light and be a part of the light, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, one of the key things I heard even earlier today, Elder, was that you'll know people by how they love one another. That is a key one right there. That's part of the problem. Yeah, we don't even love as a nation, as to say, even as a world, we don't love each other enough. And that's all in the scripture, ladies and gentlemen, about that. Matter of fact, real quickly to let people know, John 13 and 35 says, by this, everyone, you will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That's what Elder was talking about. I thought that was so powerful, Elder. We'll know them. Now, we ain't judging. I'm just saying, if you don't love folks, something wrong with that, with that program. So that shows you, and that shows by actions and by words. Amen, amen. And another thing that, ladies and gentlemen, I picked up tonight from Elder too, out of Isaiah, is that the Word of God says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found, ladies and gentlemen, and while He is near." Amen. Elder, you are calling folks tonight to come to Him today. Don't wait for tomorrow. The moment is now, ladies and gentlemen. Because nothing's promised to us. Even the next 20 minutes is not promised to us, ladies and gentlemen. The next day is not promised to us. The time is now to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. What a powerful message tonight, Elder. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Elder Hembrick. I want to go right to the lines here. And we always, always love to hear from Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, you up and online with Elder Hembrick. God bless you, Sister.
Yes. Yes, I'm here and I'm praising the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited about the word of the Lord. I tell you, the man of God just really brought it home tonight in saying, teaching about the light. We all need to be in the light in the presence of the Lord because there is no other way.
Amen. Amen.
And I have a verse. And I have a verse of scripture that I would like to read. This is coming from Isaiah 42:16. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. Lord, I thank you. Woo!
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
And it says, these things will I do unto them and not forsake them. The Lord loves us so much. Walk in his beautiful light and you will see his eternity is more than anything we could ever ask for or do in these leaving days.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sister Sarah, we sure thank you for being on the line tonight with us. God is so good, and I thank you for that word that you came out of Isaiah. I'm talking about Isaiah the prophet is really talking tonight. I tell you, God is so good and so worthy to be praised. I like Isaiah. Isaiah is a man of many things. He sees visions. Isaiah sees things and things and try to help people before they get into the jam. You try to help them to stay out of that fix and get into a good fix. So God is good, and we thank God for you tonight. God bless you and your family.
God Amen. Bless you, man of God.
Amen.
Amen, Sister Sarah. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I love it. Brother Hembrick, before we turn it back over to you, sir, I wanted to mention, of course, next Sunday will be Father's Day, so I thought we'd go ahead and mention Father's Day. I believe Father's Day should be every day anyway as well. So, but we want to mention something about the fathers today since we have you on this Monday, although Father's Day, we celebrate Father's Day on next Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. We wanted to mention something, Elder, to our fathers out there as you led of the Lord today. That will be, because I'm sure some fathers are listening right now and will be listening later on. But I wanted to mention something about the fathers today because next Sunday, will be Father's Day. And before the next broadcast, it'll be after Father's Day. So anything you'd like to say about that, sir?
Yes, I like to wish all the brothers happy Father's Day. I know it's on Sunday, as Elder just said. Well, we want to wish every father, fathers, happy Father's Day because you deserve it. And you know, you find one of your brothers out there not doing the right thing. Talk with him. Don't criticize him. Talk with him and keep him on the right, or try to get him on the right path. Because we don't want to go out and criticize anybody for what they're doing. We want to try to encourage them and bring them to Christ so they can get their life right. But God is just so good, and God is just worthy to be praised. And I just want to say happy Father Day in advance to every father, every grandfather, everyone that takes care of children and their children call them father, you know. And most important of all, I want to wish my father happy Father Day, my father in heaven, a happy Father's Day. You know, God is good. And I wish that my biological father was here. I would wish him. He's in heaven now, and I believe that. And I want to wish him a happy Father's Day because, you know, God is good. And my father-in-law, as well, was a man of God. And I just want to wish him a happy. He's home with the Lord. He said he's up there planting the garden. Man. He got the garden plant. He planting greens. He planting collard greens. He planting tomatoes. He planting corn. I mean, he's just up there doing it right now. And I just thank God for him. But anyway, I just want to wish, and also wish you a happy Father's Day. Although I want to forget about you, I want to wish you a happy Father's Day as well. And I want to wish everybody on the line, everybody who will come on, wish them a happy Father's Day. Go and give your father a hug if you don't see him, you know, once a year. Give him a hug today. If you see him today and you know you won't be able to see him on Sunday, you hug him today and tell him happy Father's Day today. Like elders say, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day is every day. Because we need our men. We need our men. So we don't need them. We don't need them locked up in the penitentiary. We need them on the street to help our children, to guide our sons, help guide their sons on the merry way and help them lead go in the right direction.
Amen.
So they won't go astray. But God is
worthy
and worthy to be praised. Anybody else want to talk tonight?
Yeah, back to you, Elder. We're good there.
Okay, praise God. I'm just so thankful. You know, it doesn't matter who's on the line. One person is on the line. That's Jesus. So that's all. You know, that's all that matters. Jesus on the line, and Jesus is everything.
Amen.
So, but I want to. My wife has two coloring books. She has a ABC and Omega Bet.
Yes.
Coloring book. Alpha and Omega Bet ABC coloring book. And she also has an Alpha Omega ABC book, which is we ask that you would, you know, email her, and the books are $15. Email her. Email is Lady Hembrick at iCloud.com. That's Lady Hembrick at iCloud.com. You can email her, talk to her about these books, because these books, this book here is really powerful book. It's a coloring book, and these days and times, we need them more now. Our kids need these books. This coloring book that she did, it has the ABCs on it, and each letter represents the scripture. So it's a scripture for your kids to learn to memorize. They can learn it, and plus they can color. We have one book that's already colored. We have that one for the parents. The parents can read the scriptures to the kids as they read the scriptures and coloring as well, and they can have their own personal Bible study. It don't have to be Sunday. It don't have to be Monday. It don't have to be Tuesday. Any day that your heart desires that you want to pick up this book, I encourage you to call Lady Hembrick at iCloud or email ladyhembrick@iCloud.com and ask her about these books. These books are very interesting. They're very powerful. And you can take them to school. There's summer coming up soon. School's been ready to let out for the summer in a couple of weeks or so if some hasn't already dismissed. But, you know, get this book. You can go to the bookstore, go to Walmart, go to Zulon Press and get it. Go to any bookstore and ask about it. Ask the clerk about it. Ask the salesperson about it. Do you have that book, Alpha and Omega Bet, ABC and coloring book? Ask them, do they have it? If they don't get them, ask if they get it for you. Ask if they get it for you and put it in their store. I mean, this book is really a powerful book. It's something to help you walk in the light. I tell you that. You can walk in the light when you read this book because it has the scriptures in it. The ABC, A to Z, has the scriptures in it. A is from Abraham to Zion. My God. Up this book at Jameer's Locator. Support us. Support her. She does diligent work. She has some more things that she's going to be working on real soon. And we also ask that you continue to pray for her. She has a back illness, a sciatic nerve, and we ask that you keep her in prayer and that God will heal her body and deliver her so she'll be able to. Because she has so much things, the Lord has so much for her to do.
Yes.
And we just got to keep on praying
that she keep on lifting the name of Jesus up, no matter whether she's laying down, sitting down, or whatever she's doing, that she just continue to praise God and lift up God in everything that she do. Because I believe that in my sanctified soul that God is going to heal. I
yes,
decree
yes.
and say that she's going to be healed in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, I decree that that's going to happen, and it's going to happen sooner than we anybody expect, because God is in the healing business. God is
yes.
in the delivering business. And we just thank God tonight. We thank God tonight for this word tonight, that the Lord gave me this word to speak tonight. I thank God for him stepping in. I say, God, all you got to do is ask God. He'll step right in. You know, even though you have stuff on paper, you can go back to the paper, but God just
yes.
stepped in and allow that Holy Spirit to just to touch in you and anoint you. I thank him for his anointing tonight. And I want to thank him for Dr. Henderson. My God, Dr. Henderson. I thank God for her. She has done so many things in our life personally to help us. I mean, we thank God for her. She's been our teacher. She's been our instructor. She's been our counselor. She's been everything for us. We've been knowing each other for a number of years now, and we haven't never turned our back on each other. We've been sticking in there through thick and thin, and we just praise God for her. You know, God is wonderful, and I just pray that you know, you come on this line, and this happened to be my night tonight. Next week is Evangelist May's night tonight, and Monday after that is Dr. Henderson come back on with a powerful word. And I just encourage you guys to join us every Monday night on Straight to the Point. You have Elder there keeping you abreast of what's going on in the country, what's going on in the world. He keeping you news. He like the Washington Post, keep you informed on everything that's happening. So I thank that about the Word of God. He keep you informed on things that are going on in the Bible. And also I just ask that you would praise God and join him on the weekdays. Like I said, he's on every noonday. Talking about Let's Talk Radio. And he has different subjects. I have listened a couple of times myself, and it's really interesting. So I ask that you continue to listen to him, continue to build him up, continue to lift his family up, and, you know, lift our family members up, lift our children up. You know, our children go through too. They just go through. They're going through with their own personal life, and then they got to go through with their children's life. And, you know, they're just going through. And so we just got to pray for our children. Keep lifting our children up. And keep lifting our president up of these United States. Keep lifting him up. Lift up this January 6th committee. Lift them up and what they're trying to do and get things straightened. And just lift this nation up. And like I said in the message, Ukraine and Russia, they're gonna come together real soon. They're gonna come together. Somebody's gonna speak. God is gonna send someone to speak to both of them, or speak to some. The word is gonna get out real soon, and they're gonna stop all this war and all this gun violence that we have in here in our nation's capital and all around the United States. And all this stuff is going to come to a halt. God, it's going to cease. It's going to cease. I believe that in my heart. It's going to cease. So we just have to continue to pray, continue to lift up the name of Jesus, and continue to walk in the light. We got to walk in the light of the Lord at all times. The light is always shining. We just got to continue to walk in. Even though sometimes we get off on the on the other side, and we get into the dark sometimes because of something we want to do, and we know we can't do it, but we got to get out of that and get back in that light as fast as we can, and ask God forgiveness for your sins that you committed. So
yes.
my encouragement to everyone tonight is to walk in the light, and God will continue to bless you. And I want to thank everyone once again for listening tonight to Straight to the Point. We love you. We adore you. And God be with you and heaven smile upon you. Good night.
Thank you so much, Elder Hembrick. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, that was the voice of Elder Samuel Hendrick, ladies and gentlemen, straight to the point. The prophet is Dr. Dolores C. Henderson. We thank you so much for being with us tonight. And more than anything else, we thank God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit tonight as well. Thank you so much for blessing us, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we'll see you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll leave you with Rance Allen Group, ladies and gentlemen. Something about that name. It's one of Elder Hembrick and Sister Lily Hembrick's favorite song. We just thank you so much for them tonight. So we're going to leave you with that song tonight. Hey, remember, as Elder mentioned earlier, remember we're here every Monday evening. Lord willing, we'll be here every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Straight to the Point. God bless you and have a great rest of the evening and have a great and productive week. God bless you now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
God. It is the
sweetest
name.
I love the name.
Come on and lift your hands and say it.
It is the sweetest
name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some people say I'm crazy, but to me, no, I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
already know. Oh, I love the name Jesus.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another great time with the Lord tonight, ladies and gentlemen, with Brother Elder Hembrick tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us. This has been Straight to the Point. God bless you. Take care now. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.